It was a couple of years ago when Kenna Dufresne began taking notice of a movement in Europe where women would dress up as witches and perform a choreographed dance each year. Now, Dufresne is bringing that same dance number, known simply as the Witches' Dance, to Sault Ste. Marie's Bellevue Park at the end of October. Everyone is getting their costumes together and we're arranging some music and decorations, and we're going to bring some candy in case any kids come along, said Dufresne, speaking with Sue today Saturday. We're going to get together, and we're going to dance. Dufresne is putting the word out there via the Witches of Superior Facebook group, where she has shared a YouTube video that shows how the witches' dance is performed. Due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the organizer says people who are looking to take part in the dance will have to learn and practice the choreography at home. If you want to know the truth, a witch is basically someone that uses natural medicines and the natural world, as opposed to regular medicines and whatnot, said Dufresne, when asked to define a witch. I think it's just grown into something more bizarre than that over the years with the Salem witch trials, because they didn't follow conventional religions. It's more about the natural world than anything. It's Dufresne's hope that the witch's dance becomes an regularly occurring event in the Sioux, perhaps to be used as an annual fundraiser for charity. This year, Dufresne says, all candy left over from the event will be donated to the local soup kitchen for Halloween. This is going to be our first year. It's all going to be a learning curve from here, and hopefully, it gets bigger and better every year, she said. Those wishing to take part are asked to don their most witchy attire. And, of course, a broom. You kind of need a broom to do the dance, actually, Dufresne said. The Witches' Dance takes place October 30th at the Picnic Shelter in Bellevue Park. Start time is 11 a.m.